Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. This commentary ran exactly 2 years ago today, but there's an update. We'll share that with you in our time machine next. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. You know, my mom used to say that. I have no idea what it means. But anyway, this is one that's going to get your dander up. 61-year-old Maria Walther Willard of Green Hills, Ohio, is a Spanish teacher in Miramount School District in Ohio. And she's suing the school district for discriminating against her for her disability. What disability is that, you might ask? The fear of children. Yeah. She's a teacher who suffers from pedophobia, which is an extreme fear of children.
Good morning, class. Good morning, class. Class. Thank you.
Now, Maria says she's been able to teach for the past 35 years because her fear is only that of young children, and she's been teaching high school kids. But in 2010, the district transferred her to a middle school where the kids are far too young.
Class!
Her lawsuit has documents from her doctor, psychiatrist, and psychologist that say Maria has stress, anxiety, chest pains, vomiting, nightmares, and high blood pressure when she's near young children.
What's going on here? What's happened to this room? The seats? The blackboard, this desk. Have you gone berserk?
There's no word on how much she's seeking in the lawsuit. If the suit isn't settled and it goes to trial, it will start in February of next year. I would venture a guess, however, that a lot of those same symptoms occur to parents of teenagers. Just a guess, though. Mike's only six. And that's where we left off 2 years ago. But according to the New York Daily News, a federal judge has recently dismissed three out of the six claims in Walther Willard's lawsuit, saying that she resigned voluntarily and that the district was only required to offer her a teaching job, not guaranteed what teaching job she would be placed in. Now, it's not clear whether she's going to follow up with any other lawsuits. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was just in there the other day and watched a couple come in and watched the husband trying to buy the wife a pair of earrings. And the cool part was David could offer anywhere from a very nice $100 pair to a very, very, very nice $3,000 pair. And there's a lot of places you can go in where you don't find that $100 pair. So your price range is covered at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And just to plant a little seed in your brain, we're about a month away from Valentine's Day. Just a friendly reminder. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or you can find them on South College in the same shopping center as IHOP right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.